Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
Real quick, Taylor Swift has done it again. Here's a cool story out of San Antonio. Four-year-old Jaylene Salinas, shout out. She was diagnosed with terminal cancer.
Okay.
Brain cancer. And she and her mother came up with a bucket list. You know, things they wanted to do. And one of those items on that list, and I'm sure you've seen it on Twitter. We've retweeted it. Everybody's trying to get it to happen. Was Shake It Off with Taylor Swift. She wanted to dance to Shake It Off with Taylor Swift.
With Taylor Swift.
Which is, it's tough to do, but Taylor's been known to pull off miracles like this because she's very busy. Well, Taylor Swift chatted with Jaylene and the family for 20 minutes during a surprise call using FaceTime. And this is something she said to her. She said, "I'm sorry you're having a bad night. I'm so happy to talk to you, though, and I'm happy you like Shake It Off," Taylor said. "You look beautiful tonight. You really do. You're just as pretty as your pictures."
Aw.
So we have the video up at Kid Nation. It's really cool. Yeah. Obviously, Taylor wasn't able to make it out to her to dance with her, but at least she took time out of her day to chat with her on FaceTime.
That's a lot.
Props to you, Taylor Swift, and to everybody who retweeted Shake It Off for Jaylene.
Very nice.
Well, for no reason whatsoever, it's just coincidence, I came across an article. 10 signs he's in love with you.
Kelly,
I think it's very helpful for people who are in relationships to know where they stand.
Okay.
You just never know. Sometimes you're like, you know what? He's not in love with me, so I'm not doing this anymore.
Any particular reason?
No. Okay. Or maybe you're like, I wonder if he's in love with me. Well,
clear alert. Stage 5.
Girls only read articles like this when they're in love and hope the guy
is too. All right, Kelly. What are those signs I need to know?
Okay, here's one. He'll change his plans to be with you. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That is big.
He makes it known that you're important to him in a lot of ways. He could say it. He responds to your texts and phone calls and emails quickly.
Uh-huh.
And doesn't just blow it off like, hey, what do you want? He like lovingly.
He's attentive.
Yes, he responds quickly. Mm-hmm. Number three, he includes you in his social life. He introduces you to his family, his circle of friends. And not only that, he's affectionate with you in front of them.
Okay.
That's a big deal. And he also says we a lot in front of them. Mm. That's a big sign.
Number four, he
talks about his hopes and dreams for the future with you. Because why would he be talking about his hopes for the dreams of the future if you're not part of his hopes and dreams for the future?
Mm-hmm.
Number five, he values your opinion on matters that are personal to him. Like, can I ask you your advice on something? That's a good sign.
Yeah.
Number six, he does things he may not enjoy simply because it makes you happy. Aww. Like going shoe shopping or something like that, right?
Like maybe not going to watching a boxing match and going to like on a trip with you.
Right, because he knows how happy it makes you. Number seven, he listens to you. He doesn't just lust you. He really listens to you. It's not just about the sexy time. It's like he sits and listens. Number eight, he's by your side looking after you when you're sick or you pull your peripheral muscle.
Peripheral?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly Pulled her peripheral.
That's specific. Yeah.
You know, because men are not known for being nursemaids.
No,
they're
not.
And they're big babies when they're sick.
When they're sick, you take care of them. When you're sick, you don't see them.
100% right.
But if he really is like falling in love with you or if he's already there, his nurturing instincts will kick in.
Yeah.
And he'll start asking, what can I get for you? And he's happy to get up and get it for you.
Okay.
That's a good sign.
Okay.
Number nine, he's interested in knowing everything about you. He wants to meet your friends. He wants to meet your family. He wants you to share your hopes and dreams with him. And number 10, he makes an effort. He's romantic with you. He finds out what's meaningful to you as a woman who wants to feel adored and desired. And he does those things for you because he wants you to know that he feels that way about you.
How many of those?
Isn't that a good list?
I know it's a good list, but how many of those does
10,
the man formerly known
10.
As Tender Bear do?
Just out of sweet quits is 10.
Oh, 10?
Oh, maybe not. Maybe not.
You haven't met his family.
I haven't.
Okay,
well, maybe.
But that'll.
Too, but.
What?
Wow. That was an article I thought some girls might find interesting. I thought I'd share.
An eye opener. How many of those do you do, Al?
I'm probably right about half.
Yeah.
Not been together how long?
I'm not. 2.5 years. It doesn't say you have to do them all up front. See, I like to spread my goodness out over time.
Yeah. I feel you do.
You know, keep the bar low so you'll never disappoint.
Okay. Hmm. And now we got to get to this because this is probably the biggest story out right now.
Yep.
And it should be because there needs to be a spotlight on this. And it has to do with social media. It can literally, if you're 18 years old and you're on Twitter and you're writing professional athletes or celebrities, think about what you're typing before you send it. It could seriously ruin your future.
It doesn't have to be an athlete or a celebrity. I mean,
it could be anybody. But for the most part, those people are the ones that have that platform to, oh, you want to come at me like that? Check this out. I got you. Mm-hmm. It happened to former Major League Baseball pitcher Curt Schilling. He's one of the best pitchers of all time.
Right.
He won a World Series. He played for the Red Sox, for the Phillies. He has a daughter, and he posted on his Twitter page. He said, "Congrats to Gabby Schilling, who will pitch for the Sal Regina Seahawks next year. He's a proud father. His daughter got a scholarship to go a pitch softball, and he's proud."
Sure.
So he posted that online, not expecting to get what he received from not one, not two, a lot of men, a lot of guys that are college age, that are in their early 20s, mid 20s, young adults.
Yeah.
Now, we can't tell you what these screenshots say.
They're too vulgar.
They are so vulgar. It made me sick to read what these guys were.
It's terrible, man.
Their pictures, their names are on these profiles. It's not like they were completely hiding. And so Curt got upset about some of the things said about his daughter, as he should, because he is the father.
Yeah.
Most fathers would protect their child in this situation. So he took screenshots of the tweets, posted them on his blog, and left it at that.
There you go.
In fact, he even tracked down some of the guys.
Yeah, he didn't leave it at that. He didn't just post. He tracked them down.
Yeah, he tracked down some of the worst offenders, found out where they went to school, found out where they worked, and posted the interaction on his blog. Two of the most popular ones that people are talking about. One was the sports guru. That was his Twitter handle. He's a DJ named Adam Nagel. And Curt writes, "DJ's a bit strong since he's only on the air for about an hour a week. He's a Brookdale student radio broadcaster. How do you think that place feels about this stud representing their school? You don't think this is going to be a nice compilation that will show up every single time this idiot is Googled for the rest of his life? What happens when a potential woman he's after Googles and reads this?"
Mm.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Curt posts this, gets picked up by all media outlets.
It's out there.
This guy's name forever will be out there with
Isn't
that screenshot.
He's on a college radio station for like an hour a week.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was exaggerating or, you know, for the comedic.
Well, that's how it is in college. You usually get about an hour.
He has an hour shift on college radio.
Uh-huh.
And
he did.
So what,
did.
Update on that guy. He has been suspended from school.
Yeah.
Indefinitely. And probably forever.
I think he should be prosecuted. There's got to be harassment charges. Yeah. There's got to be something.
Oh, the thing, and it was not just one thing he said, it was many.
I've been saying this for a year now. They've got to start going after people on Twitter.
Right.
Like, I'm so proud of Curt Schilling for doing it. I don't even know Curt Schilling, but I love Curt Schilling.
Yeah,
and people are saying,
what he's done.
What about freedom of speech and our rights to say?
No.
Freedom of speech was not created so that you can go on there and say lewd things about a man's daughter. That's not what freedom of speech is.
It's almost assault. It's not a physical assault. But it's a verbal assault on people, on defenseless people, because you can't, at the moment, you can't even fight back.
Because
you don't even know. You have no control over what somebody's doing
to you. It's not freedom of speech. It's not doing anonymous death threats.
No.
It's not threatening to rape some man's daughter, which is basically what these men were saying.
Yeah.
Laughing about it. It's not funny.
Joking back and forth.
Twitter has got to, they've got to start enforcing the law.
Now, the other guy was vice president of a fraternity at Montclair State University.
Okay.
He got in trouble. They're investigating him. There was another guy who had just gotten a job with the New York Yankees selling tickets.
Yeah.
He went on there and thought it would be a smart idea to say lewd things about a former Major League Baseball player's daughter. He lost his job.
People need to be held accountable for their social media accounts.
There's got to be some type of consequence.
Yeah.
So far, this is what Curt said. He said 9 of the trolls lost their jobs or got kicked out of athletic teams.
Perfect.
And he goes, and we're not done.
Perfect.
Good. And it should be like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one thing to go at him, and I'm sure he gets a lot of hate because he played for a certain team and maybe you didn't like that, and that's fine. He could probably take that. But when you bring family into it and when you say you're going to do things to a young lady.
Inexcusable.
Who's probably already afraid of going to school because it's going to be a big change of environment. She's not going to be around her family.
It's inexcusable.
It's inexcusable.
Yeah. I know a lot of, I've read articles about Facebook when they have their big board meetings and stuff. I know this is something they're planning. They're trying to work on and figure out the best way to ban people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just based on hashtags and based off comments and a way to search it to ban. I know Facebook was looking into doing that, and Twitter is too. If you're a parent, I found an app called Heads Up, which is different than the Heads Up game, right? It's from this company called NoBullying.com. You can go there, and they've done extensive research with psychologists. So it's an app that if you have a child, you know, who's in school and young and you think that they're being bullied, this is an app that kind of allows you, it gives you alerts if there's negative, you know, comments, negative responses. It kind of monitors your child's social media behavior without being so invasive that you're in their account and seeing everything.
Oh, cool.
It just notifies you if there's a lot of negative comments and things like that. So it's kind of the hands-off yet aware approach to take. And they have, so yeah, anyways, it's called Heads Up.
It can alter your mood. I mean, I'll admit it. I got one that altered my mood.
Like today,
Today I got one that, I'm not going to give the guy the benefit of saying what he said to me, but it really does. It pushes you a little bit.
It gives people this some type of rush or a feeling of a false sense of power to be able to say that. Ha ha! Look what I just did.
Yeah,
but they did have power over you if you let it affect you.
Right.
Well, that's what everyone says. Don't let it bother you. It doesn't matter. But at some point, some of it's going.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
when it's
inappropriate
and people are telling you to die.
People are human.
Exactly.
You know?
And some people argue and say, well, isn't what Kurt Schilling doing trolling right back at them? So, you know, going stooping down to the... Listen, you get enough of these, you're going to break.
Yeah.
You get what you get. You do something like that.
And here's the thing. Kurt Schilling typed it back to them, and yeah, he fronted them out. But they typed that up.
Mm-hmm.
They reread it. They addressed it to Kurt Schilling. They wrote the girl's name, and they wrote the gross things they said.
Yeah.
They did everything. And then, after all that, they hit send.
Right.
Nobody else hit send for them.
You can argue free speech all day, but you have to own up to your actions.
Exactly.
Yeah. And employers are definitely checking your social media sites.
Good.
Megan, is that true, right?
Yes, JC, that is true. I work for Texas Health, and I know that if you post that you work for that company, they can look at your Facebook, your Twitter, anything like that, and see what it is that you're posting. So if you're posting crazy pictures or talking bad about your job or anything like that, I mean, they can call you in, and if it's severe enough, they can release you from your job.
Exactly. There was a girl who recently got a job at a pizza place and said, I start this blankety blank job tomorrow. I think Kelly talked about this story. And the manager saw that.
No, you blankety blank.
Fired her. She lost her job before she even started.
Yeah.
And then she became everybody like, you go, girl. You go, girl. She became like a hero online.
Yeah.
I'm like,
don't make any sense.
People are high fiving idiots out there. It's
idiot
ridiculous.
Behavior. Yeah.
So there's that. We'll post the link to Kurt Schilling's blog so you could read it. It's graphic. There is some graphic language in there, but I think it's something we need to see. It absolutely is something we need to be talking about.
And it's something you have to think about before you run out and start posting all this stuff. Folks are looking.
I mean, there's definitely going to have to be a class teaching kids in high school, hey, what you type today could hurt you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which it absolutely does.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Doesn't have to be a chick on the side. It could just be a confession.
Here's the problem. You know, I think I've confessed almost everything I've ever done on this show.
Yeah.
It's been almost 21 years.
That's why we're still here, because we keep confessing.
Yeah, Jenna dropped the bomb on us the other day and said she had auditioned for The View. We didn't know about that, which is cool. That is really cool that you got to do that.
I wasn't trying to leave.
No.
I thought it ended up being a better story than it was that I could end up talking about, but it wasn't that great.
And then I had told Al that I got stuck in some mud, and he goes, how? And I was embarrassed of how it happened.
Made up a story.
I said I slid off the ice. I felt bad about it. Ended up telling Al I was riding with my son, and we decided to go off-roading.
Off-roading in your Lexus.
Well, why?
In a mud pit. we got stuck.
We were talking the other day on the air about how I have flat booty syndrome, right?
Yeah.
This listener named, I'm going to say her first name. She said I can use her first name, named Tammy.
Okay.
She wrote me and said, you know, you have to try Hudson jeans. They have flat pockets. And I was like, girl, I already know. They're my favorites.
Yep.
Well, then she wrote me back. She said, I also have a confession. She just felt the need she had to get
this. After Jenna and I told
her. Yeah.
Yeah.
She said, I have a confession, but you can't use my last name.
Okay.
And she told me what it was. And I said, girl, you have just inspired our bit. Listener confessions.
Well, guess what, Kelly?
We have the inspiration for listener confessions on the phone.
Oh, wow.
Hey, T.
She said we could use her first name.
Hey, Tammy.
Hello.
Oh, I already like you. You're already up.
Hello.
Tammy, you've inspired a bit, so this must be a juicy confession you have.
Yeah, I feel, well, and it also makes me crazy, but so I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I love your show so much that I actually, I lie to my husband, and I tell him I'm going to work out so that I can leave the house and make him take the kids to the school so that I can get in the car at 6:30, and I drive around in circles in Dallas from 6:30 to 9 just so I can listen to your show.
Hilarious.
That's so funny and so great.
She drives around in circles from 6:30 to 9.
Tammy, how many miles do you have on your car?
Well, that's the other part of it. He's like, why? Your car is like 2.5 years old and you have 83,000 miles on it. What are you doing?
Hopefully it's not a lease.
Hilarious.
I think you have a man in some other city, like 20, an hour away or something. You're going to see him every day.
That is so
great.
Yeah,
are you in good shape? Do you ever make it to the gym?
Yeah, but not between 6:30 and 9. Actually, if I have to go to the dry cleaner, like I know the format of your show. So I know when you take breaks, how long they last. And so I time it.
Yeah.
So I go, okay, I got 10 minutes. For the Showbiz Top 5. There.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. You're taking P1 to a whole other level.
Tammy, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
We're going to get you a t-shirt that says, I inspired a bit on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yeah, she might.
That's
be
a great idea.
Yeah.
Right. And can I have bonus points?
Absolutely, Tammy. You get 5,000 bonus points.
Wow. I'm never giving away 5,000.
No,
ever.
No.
Yeah. That's the most points anybody has on the bonus points guy.
Wow, Tammy. That's awesome.
I need him to fill my car up with gas.
Well, bonus points don't buy gas.
Yeah. Well, we can at least buy it. Let's buy a tank of gas, Kelly.
Yeah. We got you a tank of gas. That should get you through one day.
A tank of gas, a t-shirt, and 5,000 bonus points.
All right.
Way to go.
Yeah, hold on for us, Tammy. We'll hook you up with that. Thank you so much for inspiring this.
That is
love.
She lies, so he'll have. So not only does he have to. She's going to the gym. She makes him take the kids to school so she can drive around for 2.5 hours.
Couldn't she
sit at home and listen? Not the same, Al.
Couldn't she take the kids?
The kids distract you.
Yeah.
They're talking when
they're like, Mom, can you put it on my CD on my iTunes? Like, no.
That is so funny.
That's what kids do. She's smart.
Oh, man.
The listener confessions. I figured if there has to be something there, if Tammy's willing to share
something personal. We have a very juicy one.
Okay.
Thanks to a movie that recently came out. Amber, go ahead with your confession.
Hi. Okay. The trilogy 50 Shades of Grey came out, and I read them all and thought it sounded really interesting and started doing some research online. During that time, I wound up hooking up with 5 different men, almost to 6. But the bad part is my husband was deployed when I did this.
Amber.
Oh, boy.
That's not
Amber.
Good.
It wasn't until he came back home and I caught him cheating on me.
Oh, boy.
That I finally confessed to what I did, but only told him of 2.
Okay. So you confessed.
Oh, boy.
It still doesn't make it right. You know that, Amber, right?
Are y'all still together?
Oh, yes.
You are?
Are you guys still together?
Yes, we are still together. He actually came into the lifestyle with me.
Okay.
And our relationship is stronger than it's ever been.
Okay.
All right. Well,
whatever floats your boat, Amber, you know, as long as you guys are happy now.
Let's go back and talk to Tammy again.
I didn't want to go that deep. I don't want to go that deep with listener confessions.
See what freeway she's on right now.
Who would have thought a movie would do that to her?
Maybe we probably shouldn't have made it on the air.
Like more appropriate confession.
Yeah, let's not do that to our soldiers that are overseas.
I cheated on my biology test.
Yeah. That's funny, yeah.
All right, let's see if Corey can pull us out. Hey, Corey.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey.
We're looking for confessions.
Yes. One time, I had a rental car. My car was in the shop, and I had a rental car, and I backed up into a pole in the rental car, and it really, like, messed up the bumper.
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't want to tell my dad in the rental place, so I covered the bumper with mud and took it back, and they never found out.
So you're telling me mud covered up your accident?
Long enough.
Yeah. I mean, long enough to where they couldn't blame it on me.
That's awesome. Remember that.
Hey, sometimes you got to pull out all
the stuff. Rub a little dirt on it.
Yeah. Rub some dirt on it.
Yeah.
That's actually what dads tell you to do.
Put some dirt on it.
Put some dirt on it. Yeah. Fixes everything. Catherine, what'd you do in eighth grade?
Okay, so in the eighth grade, I went to an NSYNC concert, and I pretended that I met NSYNC, and I got their email address, and we corresponded through email. And then I told my class, and they totally fell for it, and everybody wanted me to, like, be the correspondent and talk with them. And it ended up turning into this huge thing that lasted for, like, 3 months, and we even took a class picture, and we sent it off to them, and I had to pretend to respond as NSYNC. And it lasted for, like, 3 months, and then I finally couldn't take it anymore. So I told everybody that they stopped responding to me.
You catfished your school.
Oh, you told her.
You never
came clean.
No.
No.
She's confessing to us,
actually,
though.
Actually, this is the first time I'm confessing it.
Do you feel better now that you got that off your chest?
Kind of, actually, yeah.
What school was this?
Oh, it was a long time ago. It's fine. What school was it?
She might want to confess to the world.
Well, I'm from South Louisiana, so it was a school in South Louisiana.
Okay.
All right. So if you went to South Louisiana, you had somebody told you that in eighth grade. Yeah. She's a liar.
Catherine says, my bad. Thanks, Catherine.
Yeah, my bad, guys. My bad.
And you know she became like the coolest girl in school.
Right.
Let's take Emma.
Hi, I secretly don't love my husband anymore.
Aww, Emma, what happened? You just woke up one morning and it went away?
I'm going to be surprising him with divorce papers. He doesn't know.
When are you going to do that?
I'm trying to save up the money to get my own place and have it all set up.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be like randomly out of the blue, like, hi, I'm divorcing you. Here's the papers.
And everything's going fine?
Is he a mean man? I mean, is he... Mean?
He just feels content in the job that he's working, and he doesn't feel like he wants to improve or anything. And I'm tired of robbing from Peter to pay Paul and having to borrow money from people to pay our bills.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm working, he's working, but
it's not
he
working.
Just feels content.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're sorry it's happening to you, Emma, but we wish you the best of luck with that, okay?
But do it gently. You'll feel better about yourself.
It will be amicable.
Yeah.
See, Kelly, you're the love expert, so, I mean, like, what do you do?
Well, I mean, like, my attorney wanted me to serve divorce papers to him at his work because that's what you do, and I said, I don't want to embarrass
public,
him like that.
Yeah.
So when he came over to the house, I handed him the divorce papers, and I wasn't, you know, I didn't say, here! You know, it's just an awful situation to be in anyway.
Yeah.
So I chose not to publicly humiliate him in front of his coworkers.
Yeah.
But I mean, you do what you want to do.
Publicly humiliate him.
Yeah. So
I'm not gonna publicly humiliate.
Yeah.
Him.
I personally wouldn't have unless
do it one on one.
I would do it one on one, and I would do it gently because you don't want to. I mean, you got to live with yourself and how you conduct yourself in it.
But do they tell you to make sure your affairs, like your life,
settled.
Your personal business affairs are kind of
settled?
Oh, honey,
my stuff's always in order.
I know you are.
I'm ready. I'm ready to get divorced again.
For most of us that aren't.
All you got to do is remember that you once loved this man enough to marry him and just treat him that way.
The bad part about it is he's been there for me when my mom passed away in January.
Yeah.
And he was like all supportive and everything and trying to be loving. And it's just like, oh, God, please just. Don't touch me.
Yeah, you fell out of love.
Love is also a choice you make. I don't mean this turn into a love letters to Kelly, but I mean, you could tell him, look, things are so bad between us that I am going to file, or I have already filed for divorce or whatever, and say, let's take this time now to see if we can work on saving it and give it one
Low
last
counseling.
Try so he knows where you're coming from.
Earn your way out.
Because
yep.
men, sometimes they're that clueless.
Well, here's the marriage and I'm done.
So you're done.
You don't
want to
try.
I've tried.
Okay.
Have you told him, though, that you're filing?
Not yet.
He's had an inkling that I'm ready.
Because sometimes that's the wake-up call that a guy needs to, because they think you're just, you're just running your mouth, But then when you finally pull the trigger on something like that and file, that might be enough to snap him. But, I mean, if you've done everything you can, I would just try to end it as gently and nicely as you can. It'll save you trouble in the long run.
And don't file on your anniversary.
Yeah, don't do that. Al did that.
No, I didn't do it.
Somebody else did.
I'm tired of his post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm tired of all his laziness. I'm tired of his contentness. I'm bored, and I'm ready to move on.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
We wish you the best of luck with that,
okay?
Thank you for calling. I know you wanted to get that off your chest. It's going to be tougher when you got a person.
Heavy though. Confessions.
Yeah.
And he's got PTSD? There were so many layers to that.
Yeah.
Let's check in with Tammy, see what Tammy, what corners that, she's on.
We were thinking fun confession.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's get a fun one.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's get a fun one.
I mean,
one
I got a fun
quick.
One stocked up. If you, you guys
do.
Want to hear it. Yeah.
Do you? Okay. This one's fun. John, this one's fun, John. What's your confession?
Well, I'm a high school music teacher.
Yeah.
And I used to give out suckers for prizes when kids were really behaving. I teach grade school, too.
Uh-huh.
And my high school kids kept stealing my suckers out of my cabinet all the time. And I'd see them in the hall with it. I just got fed up. So I coached basketball also, and I went and worked out, got really sweaty, and I took the wrappers off all the suckers, and I rubbed them under my underarm, and then I put the wrappers back on, and the next day they were gone. And I just got the biggest kick out of that.
And you know what, John? That's what happens when you steal. That's what happens when you steal candy.
Oh, my God.
Do not steal candy from your teachers.
That is awesome.
Oh, my God.
I've got, like, a nasty taste in my mouth now.
So, John, let me get this straight. You had the good suckers that were not tainted, and you gave those out. And then the bad suckers, you put them so that they would find them and steal them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
yeah. Yeah. So they got theirs for stealing.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
All right.
That's right.
You still teaching, John?
I am, yep.
All right, kids.
You still giving out candy?
Yeah, you still give out the candy?
No, I don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Got it out of his system.
Oh, how
golly.
Woo.
See, that's the kind of confession we were talking about.
All right, let's see what Joseph got for us. What's up, Joseph?
Hi. I've been listening to the show for about 10 years. I got to be honest, I thought Big Al was going to look blacker than he is. I listened to the show since I was like 8, and I'm 19 now. And so I originally see a billboard which was just Kelly Kids Al. I see Kelly, and I look at the right, and I'm like, that's Al. Huh.
What does that mean?
And again, I was little, and you know how kids are—they don't really have much of a filter.
Yeah.
And so I kind of just said, wow, I didn't think that would be Al, but hey, I still love Al. I've been listening to him forever. Love you, Al.
I don't
you thought like you thought
maybe they
actual
lightened your complexion. Yeah. You know, with Photoshop.
Like you thought he was gonna be like
darker,
a lot darker skin,
or you thought, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I wasn't trying to be stereotypical. I just thought
you'd be black.
Yeah, I'm not offended.
There's no judging confession.
I'm not offended. I just don't understand. We'll talk off the air.
All right.
Yeah, we'll shoot some basketball. We'll do a whole bunch of black stuff.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Joseph.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It all comes down to this. The final round. Whoa.
I like it.
The lights just went off in the studio.
The lights went out, and
Turn the lights on.
Welcome to the Voice Factor Idol.
I'm digging it. Let's do the show in the dark.
I do like the dark.
I like it.
Oh, the lights are back on.
Oh,
it was so much more fun in the dark.
Oh, well.
So we've been having a competition since all the musical shows are back. Idol's back. Voice is back. Everybody's back.
Back.
All right. So this is where we showcase our extreme singing talents and songwriting talents.
Or not.
I don't know if talent's the right word.
Last week was the toilet round.
Yeah.
A battle between Jenna and Big Al Mack. Big Al didn't even...
Last week has been erased, has been deleted from all record of radio.
No, it hasn't. I think we have it all.
Are you sure?
Just because, to refresh you.
This is Al last week. It's called Don't Grunt Like You. He didn't finish, though.
Yeah.
Turned up.
Yeah, turned up. It should be deleted.
Yeah.
I don't grunt like you. I don't grunt like you. I don't grunt like you. There's a million trillion things I'd much rather do.
You did million trillion things right there. Very well. And then you messed up and you couldn't finish, Big Al Mac.
No.
You tried again.
Million
Williams. All right. Okay. Big Al Mac, take
two.
And your million trillion is better on this one.
You.
Don't laugh.
I don't grunt like you. Things will make you million trillion things I'd rather do.
So that's the sort of thing you could.
How many's a William, mommy?
A million trillion.
That
now
was, that was kind of funny the first time.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear that anymore.
We can't script those kinds of
Al
things.
Al says he wants to forget.
I got
Jenna and
$123 if y'all will delete that forever.
No, ooh,
we can't do
I'll
that.
I'll take it. But, can't guarantee anything, but I'll try.
Somehow Jenna squeaked by last week when we thought it was going to be a landslide. But Al, you got 47% or something like that.
Oh boy.
And now it's the championship round between Kelly Raspberry and me, JC.
What an unusual place to be.
Championship round.
This is redemption for you guys, right? Because you were in the toilet round last time.
We were the bottom two. Now we're the top two.
Top two?
We started from the bottom. Now we're here.
I mean, honestly, it's a win-win because one's going to be number one and one's number two.
I'm completely satisfied.
I'm cool with
two. I can go home now. Just go ahead and give me number two. I'll go home.
But I'd much rather be number one. Wouldn't you, Kelly?
Sure, why not?
I mean, that's point. You know,
I know JC wants to win.
You're in a much
better position. Who doesn't want to win?
This time, Kelly, than you were last.
It's like whatever happens, happens.
Oh, this doggone Tinder wolf thing is really.
Yeah, if you're
it's ruining my radio career.
Kelly's
so happy.
Man she met on Tinder was going by Tinder Bear, but that wasn't very manly, so he's going by Tinder Wolf now.
And Kelly's just on cloud nine.
Yeah.
Cloud 10, if there is a cloud.
She's excited. We brought in executive producer Mikey, handles all the stuff behind the scenes for us.
All right, so we got some topics already on the wheel, but we still have to decide one more. What we already have is black things, because
it was Black
History Month when we started this. We can change that if we need to.
Okay.
We also have choosing your job over love.
That's too close to home there.
You guys talked on the show about doing a big show road trip and what it would be like to be on that road trip.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Also, singer's choice. It's kind of a wild card. You could kind of do whatever you want, whatever topic you want. Prom.
Yeah.
It's prom season. A lot of people talking about prom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And free passes, which means if your wife, JC, would give you a free pass.
Oh, my celebrity free pass.
Yes. Some other suggestions that we've gotten, either from the man room, are man buns.
Oh, man buns.
Do a song about man buns. We could do a song about tight clothes or little jackets.
Baby blazers.
Oh, you mean fitted jackets.
Yes. How about a song about, men wearing their son's clothing?
You could do a song about why I'm the best. You could say why you are the best, like a bragging song. Or you could do a song about, like, life lessons to your child or to your children. You guys both have kids.
I want to go with baby blazer.
Okay, Kelly wants baby blazer. I would like to throw in Tinder wolf as a topic.
That's fine.
Ooh, okay, you want to
so
split it?
Take off, fill in the spot, and then take off black things, I think. Since it's not Black History Month, then it might be inappropriate for
them. So we'll throw in Tinder wolf. Okay. Song about Tinder wolf, because we've all met him now, and, well, technically it would have to be just me.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, because one song would be about him.
Yeah.
Tinder. Ooh, she sings to him every night. She might as well write a song about it.
Exactly. No, but now
she should write a song about him every day.
Something tells me Kelly's going to write a song about him regardless of the topic.
How about Tinder Wolf Wednesday. Every Wednesday you write a song.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, we good? Man.
We have 24 hours to write this song, practice it, and have it ready to be performed live on the show tomorrow.
So your song could be about baby blazers, Tinder Wolf, choosing your job over love, road trips, singer's choice, prom, or free passes.
All right.
Those are all
tough. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Sure.
Give that wheel a big spin,
Jenna.
Okay,
all right.
All right, Gina.
I'm sorry in advance.
It's okay. Don't apologize.
Got a good spin.
Something tells me Tinder Wolf.
Mm.
Or the road trip.
Oh.
Show road trip.
That's okay.
So we get to write about a potential road trip we'd be taking.
Have to imagine how it would go and the funny, like the shenanigans that would happen while you're on the trip.
Oh, I love shenanigans.
All right.
All right.
Nobody wants to be number two.
Nobody
goes number two in the RV.
Nobody goes number two. Nobody wants to be number two.
You got
to
go. You got to go.
No.
Nobody orders the number two.
I won't shower much, so that helps with water conservation.
Thank you, Jenna.
Good.
That means road trip. Trip rhymes with a bunch of things.
Yeah,
so
it does.
That's good. And it's a short. I always think about the song choice, and short syllable words make it easier for
sure. I'm already done. I've got it all in my head.
Wow.
Oh.
Such a change from last week.
She's already done, JC. How do you feel about that?
Nervous. Yeah.
I'm like, the song is writing itself.
I'm taking on the Titan over here. I'm taking on the one that always wins.
That's not true. I've been on a losing streak lately. Y'all all say that. Y'all do that to pit the competition against me. Well, Kelly, she just has to show up and she wins. Y'all been doing this psychological
warfare
on me.
Pretty much, you do. You show up and you win.
No.
That's not true. I've lost. When's the last time I've won anything?
You said that to me. Jenna has it. Just give it to Jenna. And that got you the win.
No, because it was Jenna. You know you were better than me.
No
I mean,
way.
It would be nice not to have somebody else win besides Kelly once in a while, you know.
See, here you go.
That would help us a lot.
Psychological warfare.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
How would you like to score $1,500 to improve your classroom?
Nice job.
By making a video singing your favorite One Republic song, because they're helping us out. They're helping us out this year with Classroom Musical.
Okay.
Been doing it for 5 years. Basically, we got the idea. Kid Craddock got it from Glee because he liked that show. And,
like Glee.
And it gets all the students together, form a team. Make a cool video. You can change the lyrics to the song. You can create your own lyrics as long as you give us a shout-out on the video, the Kid Craddock Morning Show. We will have three winners. We have the little kids, kindergarten to fifth grade, then the middle school kids, sixth grade to eighth, and then the high school division, 9 through 12. Each one of those winners will get $1,500. Thanks to Tasty Cake, by
the way. Thank you, Tasty Cake.
Thank you, Tasty Cake. You can do whatever you want with that money as long as it helps the classroom. One grand prize winner will be selected by the band One Republic. What do you get if they select your video and you become the ultimate grand prize winner?
A box of Tasty Cakes?
No.
They should.
You should.
Throw that in.
We'll throw that in there. But One Republic will share your video with their 14 million fans on social media. And they'll also have a Skype chat with you.
That's pretty cool.
And even if you're one of the runners-up, one of the other two winners, I mean, they still see your video, so you're still going to get out there.
Right.
So head on over to KidNation.com right now. Get some tips and download the instrumental tracks. They gave us the official ones. So you could start your song. Start today because the deadline is Friday, March 20th. So time's running out.
Thanks again, Tasty K.
And Interscope Records.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so cool.
I have a quick note for white people.
For white people, okay.
As you know, time changes this weekend. Yes. So to all the white people, if you have a spray tan schedule for this Saturday, please get your spray tans an hour later because we don't want y'all getting dark before you're supposed to. Thank you. That was some scheduling note right there.
So
that's very useful information, JC.
That is very useful.
Spring
thank
forward,
you.
Remember, it set is. Your clock
right.
forward.
Right, set your clock forward. So get your
because that
your
you know what happens.
We lose an hour.
You lose an hour.
Oh. But you get your tan, spray tan a little later because otherwise you'd be getting dark before you're supposed to get dark.
Oh no, we get it.
It gets,
what usually happens on Sunday morning is people show up for church late. Because
mm-hmm.
they don't forgot. Realize the time change.
Yeah.
It seems early this year, doesn't it?
It doesn't feel like it should be happening already.
It is a week or two earlier.
Well, thank you for that because I totally forget. Now I remember.
See?
Today's also stays light later.
Yeah.
That's the only upside.
Yeah.
I love longer days. But then again, when it gets time for fall, I'm ready for the shorter. I love change. I love the change of seasons.
The thing I don't like you stay out on the patio, you're having a margarita or whatever. And it gets dark. You're like, oh, it's just 6, 7 o'clock. No, it's already 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is when the time changes, you're at the club. And when the club closes, it's already 3. You know? Because that's when it jumps forward.
Right.
Yep.
When it goes back, you get an extra hour at the club.
Yeah, it's all about clubbing.
It's all about the club.
My days in the club, I remember. It's like, wait, it's 2, right? Mm. They're open another hour.
It's 1 again? Yeah.
Popping bottles. I don't know what that is anymore. Okay.
Today's also Woman Crush Wednesday. Kelly Raspberry, you're my Woman Crush Wednesday today.
Thanks.
Well, thanks.
Really?
Well, I'm sorry, Jenna.
She has someone to crush on her.
I know,
right now.
But it's also Love Letters to Kelly Day, so I figured it'd be fitting.
Yeah.
Who's your woman crush for today?
Huh? Who's your WCW today?
Hey, Shannon, are you available?
I'll be your woman crush Wednesday.
Love letters.
Whatever.
It's comedy.
Love letters to Kelly.
You're Kelly. You are the love expert.
Thank you. I am.
Oh, my God. Just stop. Just stop right there.
This letter says.
Oh, wait a minute. Before we start.
What?
You need to stop this. Oh, whatever. Everything is just sunshine and
let her have this.
I don't mind her.
She'll go back to
it's
old
just
Kelly.
A different
I will.
Person.
Yeah, give
it's
her a month.
I don't know.
Give me a month for him to break my heart, and I'll be back to normal.
And then, Jenna, you could be my woman crush one day.
No, that's when she would need it.
Oh.
You see?
I'd rather have happy Kelly.
Look at the smile on her face. I'm going to have her bring me some coffee. Dang it.
I love the good mood.
Yeah. It's temporary.
So, I'm happy.
Trying to knock Kelly down.
This is temporary.
I'm trying to knock her down. It's just a different person in the shell of Kelly Raspberry.
It's going to last a month. Just enjoy it.
I don't know.
Enjoy it.
It's too soon to tell. It might last.
All right, come on. Ahead,
I'm going to be optimistic for you, Kelly.
Thank you, Jenna.
But now it's time for you to help others.
There
okay.
you go.
All right, you are the love expert, Kelly.
I am.
This is from 15-year-old Paige. Not as much of a love problem. This one's kind of serious.
Okay.
Paige is 15, and she says, my mom passed away 4 years ago, and my daddy has married a new lady. She's okay, but will never be anything like my mom. My mom was beautiful, long brown hair, blue eyes, always wore this bright red lipstick I had never seen any other lady pull off before. When my dad married my stepmom, she looked nothing like my real mom. But now it's like she's trying to transform into her or something, and it's creeping me out. She's growing her hair out, dyeing it the same color as my mom, wearing blue contact lenses.
Oh.
I've even seen her wearing some of my mom's old clothes before.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
I don't
want to
make a big deal out of nothing since we've been through so much already, but it's so weird. Can I tell my dad how awkward my stepmom makes me feel? It's like she's trying to become the woman my real mom was, and I don't like it.
Paige. Maybe it's the new wife's insecurities because she feels like maybe your dad's tastes were... You know, the dark hair, the blue eyes, and she's trying to be what he originally loved. Yeah. And maybe it's not so much about trying to copy your mom, it's just trying to look like what he desires. Maybe if you can, but it seems like you're handling that very maturely.
Yeah. For 15, yeah.
To have to even have this, you know, type of civil conversation. But yeah, maybe it wouldn't hurt to have that conversation with your dad. Say, you know, it's just kind of maybe you could just say, it just kind of bothers me when she wears mom's
stuff.
That's the problem. You know, the hair color, the eye change, that's one thing. It's wearing your mom's clothes.
That's
crossing
definitely
a line.
Definitely need to talk about
that. And you don't want to cause tension with the new wife, the stepmom, but maybe you could approach your dad at a good time in a loving way, go out for maybe a Starbucks or something and say, Dad, it just kind of really bothers me when she wears mom's stuff.
What do you want to? I mean, it
really is weird.
Can you give me mom's things? I'd like to have that.
That might be the way to do it.
Things of my mom. So can I have some of her things to go?
That's
through?
That's weird. That she
has some of them, what I want.
We're obviously living in the same house or something. You know, all together.
Yeah.
But she's maybe just trying to fill the void because she can sense that she's not his first love.
Yeah.
Right. And she might be insecure and trying to fill that.
And there was never an end to it when it happens like that. It was still, they were still in love and married.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 29 and I've been very casually dating a 31-year-old guy for about a month.
Okay.
He's sweet, caring, attentive. The problem is, he has me high on a pedestal, and it's exhausting. I know some people would love to have this problem, but it's so tiring. I have talked to him about this a few days ago and said, I'm human. I'm just like everyone else. I have flaws and make mistakes. He said I shouldn't have a problem with a man that compliments me. He doesn't understand the pressure I feel to live up to his expectations of me. Again, they've gone out on 2 dates. What should I do, Kelly? Should I try to talk him out of it again, or should I just end things now before our third date?
Okay, you're obviously over it.
Liz.
Because, you know, if a guy's compliment you, you should just bask in that and enjoy it. I mean, you have to understand, it's because you're not interested in him.
Right.
I mean, I've had guys that, they're suffocating me. Ugh, he won't leave me alone. Everything, he's always, but if you're both on the same page, you're like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever, you know? So you're just not into him. But, I mean, if you're just like, taking all the joy out of it for him. Just shut your mouth and enjoy it. But it sounds like you're already out.
Yeah, isn't that what you want as a woman? You want to
you
be...
You do, but you want it from the guy you want. You know, you both have to be...
And we don't want it that quickly. I mean, we all want to earn things.
I'm fine with it fast. As long as we're both on the same page. That's the thing, is you've got to both be on the same page.
If you're writing love letters to Kelly after 2 dates, just put the pen down.
Dump him.
Yeah. Put the pen down and just get out of the room.
Do him a favor.
So for some people, it's just like a whirlwind. It's like I met somebody and I knew. And for other people, it's like, oh, it took a few months of dating. But as long as you're both at the same pace, whether it's fast or slow, and you're both, you know, but obviously it's not working for you and you're looking for an out.
Exactly. Thank you.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My son and his wife have been married for 10 years.
Whoa.
My daughter-in-law is celebrating her 40th birthday in a few weeks. She's a great mom and wife to my son, always doing nice things for others. Here's the thing. My son does okay on his job, but they are not rich people. My daughter-in-law does not really splurge on a lot of nice things for herself. She spends most of her money buying stuff for their kids. I would really like to buy something nice for my daughter-in-law, but I don't want to make my son feel bad because he probably can't afford to buy this, what I'm thinking. But she deserves it. She takes great care of my son, my grandkids. Should I buy her a nice dress or a coat or maybe a nice pair of shoes to show her some love and appreciation? That's from Ralph.
Well, what I would do in that situation is I would go to my son and say, look, this is a big birthday for your wife. And, you know, I'd like to, I know you probably want to get her something really special. What did you have in mind? And see what he says. And he might say, you know, I've got this really nice piece of jewelry or something I have in mind, you know, but I want to help. I want to make sure she has a birthday. Let me help. Mm. And you help the son get her something really nice. And then Ralph, you can get her something just a little bit more normal. It's like you want her to have something nice or you want the credit for her getting something nice. You have to kind of, you know, so you could still do something really nice for her, but let the son
be the hero,
be the hero and maybe help the son out, pay him for something a little bit nicer than he could probably afford.
There you go, Ralph.
That is great advice right there.
Yeah.
I hope Ralph listens.
Oh, he's so satisfied with that answer. He just crumbled up the letter and threw it in the trash like it's done.
Ralph's good. Ralph's good to go. I guess. Ralph? Yeah.
I know. I wish we could have instant feedback for love letters to Kelly sometimes.
How's it going, Ralph? Ralph says it's fine.
It's fine.
Everything's good.
Everything's good.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com. We have a nice tab set up for you. You write it. We print them out. We read them to Kelly. And look at that. She solves every single one of them.
There you go.
Some better than others.
Yeah, sometimes I'm stumped. I really am sometimes.
Yeah.
But today I didn't feel quite so stumped.
No,
because you're in
felt
a good
pretty
place.
Okay.
You're in a good place right now.
Kelly's in a good place.
Not anything too deep.
Al, you want a flashback, Kelly? Here you go, buddy.
Oh, that's a TV theme show song!
There you go, Al. Is that the Kelly you want?
Thank you. I missed that woman.
She's still there.
Back to more of the Kidcratic Morning Show.
I have a very hilarious voicemail left by an 8-year-old boy to a newspaper editor.
Okay.
First of all, the fact that an 8-year-old boy is still reading the newspaper.
Very impressive.
Well done, sir.
Okay, well done. Let's be honest. When you were 8, why did you read the newspaper?
Funny. The comics.
Funny.
Exactly.
The comics.
You weren't looking at the financials.
That's what this has to do with this, Kelly Raspberry, because the newspaper cut out 13 of its color comics, and some of them happen to be this kid's favorites. Mm-hmm. So he told his mom.
Dying art. It really is.
He told his mom, Mom, I'm upset. And mom said, we'll call the editor and let him know. And this is the voicemail the young man left.
Okay. I want back these comics now. Frank and Ernest, Ziggy, Garfield, Home Alone. I mean, not Home Alone. Close to Home, Peanuts. We also want back Dilbert. You jerks.
Nancy.
Peanut. What?
No, close to home.
You don't care about Doonesbury,
do you? Doonesbury. Close to home. Foxtrot.
Ziggy.
Lana.
Oh, man.
Dilbert. All of them.
Dilbert.
Okay. Is this his or mom or dad's favorite?
For better or for worse. That's all, you jerks.
That's all, you jerks.
Hey, that's where they lose me. That's
come
not,
on.
That's not cool.
You got to be nice, young man.
That's not
the way to
handle
ask somebody
it.
To do something and then call him a jerk.
Exactly.
That's not the way. That's not good parenting.
No,
right
we had
there.
To cut off the end where he really goes
on the
off. Yeah.
That's bad. I mean, it's one thing to say, you know what, honey? That's how you teach children how to express themselves.
Yeah.
And you say you write a letter to the editor. That's what people do. But don't. Oh, come on. That went from being cute to being
exactly.
That's Home Alone's fault. Right?
It took a nasty turn.
That's Home Alone's fault. He said Home Alone accidentally in there.
Uh-huh.
Look what you did,
you little
jerk. That's where he got that.
That's not cute.
That's not going to bring back your comics.
No.
But wait, there's more. It's time to play our favorite game.
But wait, there's more.
We watch the infomercials at night. You always think those things are really cool. You never get around to buying them. That's where we come in. We buy those, and then we give them away on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, we gave away the sauna underwear.
Oh, sauna pants.
Sauna pants, Kelly.
Uh-huh. I am fascinated by sauna pants.
Too. I'm going to get a pair.
I wonder if they would help with my injury.
They might. What'd you injure?
I don't remember what it's called. Fibrosis.
Prostrimus.
Something in her hip.
Prostrimus.
Well, let's meet our contestant for today.
Okay.
April Durrett. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, I'm excited. Are you excited to win some cool prizes?
I am. I had to pull over. I was driving to work.
Good.
We want you to pull over. Safety first.
Because the excitement is going to take over your body.
I know it.
Do you know how to play, April?
I do.
Okay, I'll explain it anyways. We're going to play three clips. They're very short. Based on those three short clips, you're going to have to pick one of those prizes. Okay?
Okay.
Once you pick, I'm going to let you know what you did not win before I reveal what you actually won. Are you ready to play, April?
But wait, there's more.
Yeah!
Yes!
I like
my
it.
Girl knows what she's doing.
She's ready.
There's
she's
more.
Ready.
Yes. All right. Here is product number one.
Just zip for instant relief.
Oh, I need relief.
Zip.
And I love zipping.
Zip. Yeah. I mean,
zip for instant relief.
Kill two birds with one stone right there with that
zipping
one.
Zipping is so much better than buttoning.
That's yeah. your first one, April.
Buttoning. But yeah. wait, there's more.
Oh, yeah, there is more.
Buttoning takes so much time.
So much time, Al. You ready for product number two?
Bring it on.
All right. Okay. I like how April's I ready to too. Get it. She's ready for it. Here is product number two.
Even pure bleach won't leave a mark.
Pure bleach won't leave a mark.
Huh.
I'm intrigued.
I'm baffled.
He said even pure bleach.
He said bleach?
Yeah, yeah, even pure bleach won't leave a mark.
Bleach will not leave a mark.
Hmm.
What could it possibly be?
I don't know.
I don't know, Kelly.
But wait, there's more.
Well, it's something dark.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I mean, if bleach is going to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm really intrigued by that one
okay.
so far.
What's the third one?
The third one is this.
I want to play with it. It's super fun and addictive.
Come on.
Hmm.
Shout out. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
That's probably that Floam crap.
You think? See? She's doing deductive
Wait,
reasoning.
Has Floam made a
or
comeback?
Moon dust or something like that.
Moon sand or whatever, yeah.
Have you been studying, April?
No, I haven't, but,
something
you know,
tells me,
those come on.
Yeah.
Something tells me, April.
The only one I've ever wanted is the
Up Club. The what?
The Of Glove.
What's the Of Glove?
Glove.
Of Glove.
Oh, that's weird.
Oven Glove.
Oven thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if that's one of the options.
Well, it could be. You never
you
know.
You never know.
It's not.
No, she knows. Somebody tells me she knows. She had her eye on something.
April's like an expert on this.
Well, April, do you want the zip thing? You want the... What was the second one?
Even pure bleach.
Yeah.
Or
the
I want to play with it. It's super fun and addictive.
Gosh, I'm torn.
I am too.
Mm.
So, Kelly, what would you pick?
I'd probably go with the zipper.
Kelly likes
that's
zippers.
I like zipping
with.
And I like comfort.
That's where I was headed.
Okay.
So let's zip it up and see what happens.
Zip
okay,
it up.
See, I really honestly don't know what these are. I want to be surprised too.
April picked this one.
Just zip for instant relief.
Okay. All let's right. let's find out what you did not pick, April. You did not
okay.
choose this product.
Introducing AquaRub, the world's first quality carpet uniquely made for your shower, tub, or anywhere there's water, dirt, or mildew. AquaRug's patented design allows water to flow right through. And its slip-resistant backing requires no suction cups. Yet it's designed to stay put. It's the luxury bath mat everyone loves because it's so plush and cushy on your feet.
Whoa,
it's a bath
I could use
mat.
That. I could use that.
But it's a rug.
But it's a mat.
Yeah.
And more.
Wow. It's like taking a shower in your living room.
On the carpet.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wet carpet.
Oh.
I'm glad you didn't choose that one. That's kind of gross.
You're not feeling that one, April?
I'm not feeling that one.
Well, right. good thing you didn't
April.
Pick that one.
Okay.
April did not pick product number three. This was what you did not choose.
Ever build a sandcastle in the middle of your floor or play inside the house like you're at the seashore? Now you can with Squishy Sand! It's the amazing new kind of sand that's made for playing indoors. Unlike ordinary sand, which is messy and boring, Squishy Sand is exciting and sticks together.
Squishy
she had
sand.
A. She was feeling that.
Wow, April.
So that's like gack sand.
It's like Play-Doh, but it's sandy.
I happen to have this.
Yes.
I have the Squishy Sand at home. And
I believe
this. Yes, it is sticky, and it stays together much better than regular sand. But it's still sand.
It's still a mess, I'm
and
sure.
it still gets on your floor, and it still scratches your wood.
You still find pieces of it.
And I bet it would get in, you know, and it'll get in your mouth on accident.
Oh yeah. Your son will.
I hate that feeling.
Your son will stick this sand down his sister's diaper.
It's squishy sand.
That's what will happen?
Ooh, what did she win though? What did she win?
April, are you ready to find out what you won?
I am.
This is the product you picked.
Look, ordinary compression socks are a struggle. They're impossible. But Zip Socks pinch-resistant zipper makes it easy on and off. Just zip for instant relief. The tallest design fits every size. Comfortable anti-fatigue Zip Socks soothe, massage, and energize your feet for all day and all night comfort.
You know what? It's compression socks, but I'm going to tell you what. This will help. No, listen. This will help prevent varicose veins and spider veins.
Oh, will?
I mean, it's
spider veins.
Yeah, it's silly, but I mean, this is really a good product.
Oh, I need those for my shin splints.
Have you ever tried putting on compression hose, April?
Not hose, but I've had compression socks. I work for a surgeon, and we used to do a lot of vascular stuff. So they have, you know, kind of athletic socks that they'll go all the way up to your knees or whatever. And I'll use those on days we'd see patients. And, I mean, it makes a world of difference.
There you go.
Well, these ones just zip up and they're ready to go.
Yeah.
I love it.
Congratulations, April.
Zip up.
They're ugly.
Well, thank you very much.
They're ugly as sin, but
nobody's going to see them.
But, man.
Yeah. And they would probably go very nicely with sauna shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do a little combo thing.
And you know what, April, since you were such an awesome player during, but wait, there's more. We're going to hook you up with a $100 Party City gift card so you can get your green on for St. Patrick's Day with leprechaun costumes, hats, beads, and more from Party City.
Nice. Way to go, April.
Enjoy, April.
Awesome.
All right, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your socks.
Love your show.
Love yours.
Love you.
Have lots of fun next month, too, in your month. April. Yeah,
she will.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. You're on fire today.
On fire.
By the way.
All cylinders.
Also, have a happy birthday tomorrow. It's actually today where she lives. Her name is Masao Akawi. She turns 117 years old.
Oh, is that the oldest person on Earth?
Oh, that's the one we did the story on.
The Japanese
remember.
Lady. She turns 100. I think
from
Japan,
Italy?
Japan, I think they're ahead of us.
They are.
Okay, so it's her birthday now.
Yeah.
But I thought she was Italian. Wasn't the oldest living woman Italian?
Yeah, there's two different women.
Oh.
117.
I'm cool at like 79.
No.
Like, yeah. I'm good there.
79 is too young if you're healthy.
Yeah, that's true. 89.
Maybe. Yeah, 89 maybe. That's, I'm starting to feel you on 89.
Yeah.
79, I feel like I got a little kick left.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't plan on taking care of myself that well, though.
Oh, JC, you're the vainest one on the show.
Yeah, right. There's going to be a point where I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm done.
No, you won't.
No. I'm going
to
stop.
No, your ego won't let you.
You're just not going to be able to take your own selfies anymore.
Yeah, if I can't lift my elbow, I'm done.
You think when you're 117, you have a little...
No, I think not.
Let's get some WD-40. Al, what would you want to know that?
It's still your birthday. Do you celebrate birthday? I think every day is your birthday when you're 117 years old. Like some people celebrate birthday week, birthday month.
Yeah.
I mean, you're happy every day you get out of bed, 117.
She would break a hip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you just got to be careful at that point. Did you guys hear about this? Scientists at the University of Wisconsin and the University of Maryland have created music specifically for cats. This is music, not for humans.
Is it all Taylor Swift all the time?
It's for cats. No, this is original music. This one's called Spooks Diddy. Is that what's going on in cats' heads? Is that why they don't pay attention to us?
Wow. Oh, I want to get a cat just to rent for the weekend and give it some catnip and put those tunes on and see what the cat does.
They would be tripping. Maybe he could trip
it could
on.
Be like the Pink Floyd and Pot for Cats.
What about Rusty's Ballad? What's that noise?
It must be something they like.
Something bird-like in all of them. You like birds, right?
You feel like licking
like
yourself?
Pecking at a scratching post?
Yeah, it's like you're pecking. Like I want to clean myself now.
Please don't
do that in front of us.
I want to lick myself.
I kind of want a bird. You've had a bird, Kelly.
I've had a bird, and Petey was awesome. I rescued Petey, and Petey loved me. Would give me little sweet little kisses all over my face. Birds are really nasty.
That's what I hear.
I'm sorry. They're very...
They need a lot of work because they're smart.
They do.
So you got to work with them.
They're smart and they're loving. I love their little... I miss his little bird feet. They were so warm and on my little finger and stuff. But
all the
when
birds,
they eat, they he spit and it went everywhere. And there's... It's just... It's they're really...
Heard,
you got to
really
love
nasty.
Birds. And
I've
I had them for
bird.
A long time.
I've never had a bird.
Why don't you pay attention to your dog?
But I pay attention to my dog. But
birds
I go,
are sweet.
Every
I like
time I go into... the pet place to get my feeder fish from a bigger fish, I see this big thing of birds. And they just look so sad, that little thing. I'm like, oh, I want a
bird.
Well,
they're not all sweet. You can get a mean bird. We got a mean one time, and it got out of its cage and ate some cement and died, and my mama was okay with that because that was a mean bird. But Petey, you know, you get a good one, and they really, and they live a long time.
I'll get a bird. And just have them on your shoulder at all times.
And they their little poop, it's fine. It's like dry poop. It just fleck it off, you know. It's not a big deal.
We used to have a bar bird in Mexico at the beer bucket. And I don't know what his name was, but he would just walk around. He couldn't fly. His wings were clipped. So he just walk around the bar. And somebody stole him. But I was thinking about...
Wow, so you guys were close.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.